This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I understand the barbed wire fence is about to come down. Lap, Jonesy, Littles, Scott, Bird, hang in there. We're going to open the cage as soon as we finish our updates out at camp today. And now Skeletto's heels on the beat. Donna Hopkins, Tony McGee Pro Football Plus, joins us. So we heard from Professor Holden. Now we will ask you, my lady, what impressed you about today's work?
Yeah, Doc, it was fun to be back out there when it counts down, headed into 2025. And I paid attention to the defensive side of the ball a little bit more today. I paid attention to the linebacker position because they are loaded there. When you look at Bobby Wagner and Frankie Lubu and then Hamilton and Jordan McGee is one of the guys that they are raving about to start the 2025 season. Coach Quinn has been talking about just him absorbing this playbook and then being able to go out there and execute it on the field. So they're hoping for big things from him this year. He got hurt last year. This is his second year. And he's pretty impressive, too. That linebacker group is one of the better ones that I've seen in a long time. Those four guys I mentioned. And then I looked at the defensive line. I'm impressed with them a little bit in the early stages. I think they've got depth there. They're big. They're more physical. And anytime you say Deron Payne is one of the smaller ones up front, then what you're saying about the other guys, they're huge.
Yep.
And that's what I like. I saw a lot of them being physical today. They were coming off the ball quick. And let me talk about Von Miller. If anybody mentions his name again, they need to just put soap in their mouth, because this guy going through his drills looked like a young buck. I mean, he looks physical, strong. And then what he brings to this team, from what I heard from Bobby Wagner today and some of the other guys, Jordan McGee talking to him about Von Miller, is what he brings also, the knowledge. Bobby Wagner saying that he's absorbing, you know, knowledge from a Von Miller. So he's going to add a lot to that defensive front. We talked about the pass rush and all of that. I think that you're going to like what you see up front. And then I'm just going to mention on the offensive side a little bit is that Austin Eckler looked good. I saw Jayden Daniels thread one in the middle with traffic to Austin Eckler. And Jacardi Brooks had two touchdowns today, the wide receiver number 16. He really looked good in his first day. So I was impressed a little bit about the offensive line. I dabbed a little bit there, but my main focus today was on that defense.
I like it. I like it. I think about Tony McGee, our dear friend, all jokes aside. He was like an assassin. He was like a when I think about what they just did with Miller, I think about McGee and bringing in a guy that could bring that heat. Coming on nickel, we had Perry Brooks. We had the prize bull. You got Chuck Mann, Mendenhall. We've got a lot of guys. But that experience of a professional pass rusher at that end spot with speed, quickness, and attack mode, it's a rare bird. And we saw it, and we saw what it produced with Tony, and that just opened up the door for others to follow. But I believe in this guy because the way he practices, he still got something in the tank. We just can't wear him out.
Yeah, I think that that's the thing that Coach Quinn and that group did last year with some of the older players is Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner during the course of the season. They didn't practice all week. They may have had one practice in, and Bobby Wagner talked a little bit about that today. You know, as you get older, and it's funny, when people say 35, 36, people say that's old. I'm like, are you kidding? That's still youth. But again, you know, with the older players and everything, you know you have to rest them a little bit more because this is a long season, and that's what this group of coaches do well is know how to navigate on, you know, keeping their bodies strong because this is the first day of training camp. We got a long way to go. And I think that's what you're going to see with these guys is that they're not going to burn them out. And they know how to practice, too. You know, you go out to how you practice is how you perform on Sunday. So you can't be holding back as far as when you're out there playing. And with this group, I mean, this is the first time. I mean, it's the first day, Rick. You know, it's a lot to go through in the course of training camp in day one. But I was pretty impressed in day one of the elevation of the talent here now. Because you look at each year, how can we get better from the year before? And I think that they plugged in some guys in free agency that's going to help this team. The one-year contracts with the Von Millers, the Bobby Wagners, and all of those guys, you got experience there that adds so much to a roster with these younger players. You're talking about the second-year players, which Coach Quinn has talked a lot about, the elevation of these guys being in their second year, and are you going to be able to see that? And all of a sudden, on the offensive line with Brandon Coleman being able to be back in his true position, and you know, that you're already seeing the comfort in his play in the first day. So the depth across the offensive line, the being able to shift guys around because they can play multiple positions. Same thing on the defensive line. And the reason why I'm talking about the defensive line and the offensive line is you win game in the trenches. And if you can start up front, the other parts of this team is going to be so much better. And I think the running game is going to be better this year because of that offensive line.
Yeah, it better. Ant-Man?
Yeah, Donna, I mean, so you spent majority of your time, you know, looking at the defense. But in general, as a whole, as camp goes on, what position battle are you most going to be interested in? Because you got the running back group, which is, you know, stacked. You got the wide receiver room, of course, that is always stacked. And you talked about Jacory Brooks, you know, bursting onto the scene. You also had Chris Moore, who had a great spring. So I think that that group is going to be stacked a little bit. And then also you got the offensive line in the battle at right guard, to be honest. So as camp goes on, what position battle would you say you'll be most interested in and monitoring the most?
You're just hitting all of those things. It's music to my ear as far as what you just said, because the running back position in OTAs and the training camps before this regular training camp, the running back position and talking to Coach Lynn is going to be competition there because You know, you start with Robinson and Eckler, and then you got Rodriguez, and then you got Merritt and Farrell. All of those guys, it's going to be great competition there. And all of them add a different flavor to the mix of that running back room. So the running back room is one. You mentioned the wide receivers. Another group that's going to be a competition from the start to the end. Deebo Samuel looked good today. You could tell that he's come back in shape, thinned down a little bit. So the running back position, of course, and like you said, the offensive line is going to be another battle. I think on this, those are the running back, wide receiver, offensive line. And then when you trickle over to the defense also, that safety position is so strong. Quan Martin and Will Harris. I didn't mention Will Harris earlier, but Will Harris is going to add so much depth to that team because I saw the way he covered today. I mean, he was shutting down people. You weren't going to get the ball over him. So he's going to be good as far as that safety position. And then Tyler Owens is another guy that they like also, safety, that they're raving about him also. So the safety – and then I didn't even I didn't even mention him. And he's another guy that has shown great promise that they like a lot. So they like that safety room because it's depth there again, and it's going to be competition. The thing I like about what Coach Quinn said, doesn't matter what your name is. If you beat out this guy, then you beat out this guy, and that's what they're looking for is in that competition. And then the secondary, of course, you know, back there with that group, you know, the back end of the defense, I think it's going to be much better. But I think the three main areas that I'm going to pay attention, because tomorrow would be the offense that I pay a little bit more attention to as far as the running back room and the wide receiver group. Yeah. Those are the areas I'm going to look at. And, again, offensive line, I'm going to always pay attention to them.
The trenches, throughout the you better. Yeah, you better. Well, get some rest and we reach out, let Brother McGee know we're all praying for him and moms. And that's our guy, Mac the Sack and Miss Lil. Appreciate you. And get some rest because you're going to need it.
Most definitely, Doc.
All right, good deal, Donna. Till next time. Donna Hopkins. And that next time could very well be tomorrow. We got a lot going. Lines are lit up. Canines. Stretch it around the block. So when we get back, take a quick break, come back. Let's light the lamp up. And got a few dog bones that we'll throw out just for good behavior. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
518. In the nation's capital, DOC, and for Brother Hoffman, the Ant-Man, super producer, alive and well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's light it up, and let's start with Little. Little, welcome home.
Legend, shout out to Ant-Man number two. Man, from that kind of talk from the professor and Donna, man, that's all we was missing for a linebacker that can fill that C-gap, Doc. That's all he was missing, man. And yeah, I'm going to say this, man. Yeah, that's big right there.
Got to cross up.
I know you got a lot
of volume on that, but you talking about the inside linebacker?
You see the C-gap. Yeah, you talking about, we was getting hurt in the C-gap a lot. That's when he was breaking all time. I think we beefing up a lot in the A-gap with them big boys we brought in here. But moving
forward, we needed to
get off the line. Yeah, because I already spoke on Terry, man. But, you know, last I heard, We got a 4-3 burner in camp. Like you say, man, I think he's going to get done, Doc. But before I get off the line, I'm going to give a shout-out. Anthony, City of Champions, man. WFA, DC Divas, man. Playing for the championship game, 2 o'clock, man.
Absolutely.
Let's get it, Doc. Let's go, Doc.
Let's hope so, baby. Yes, right.
My man.
Another world championship. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Little. Let's Scotty out in Silver Spring. Welcome.
Dog, what's happening, man?
I don't know, dog. I sound like I'm in an arena. My head's about to burst with this system. It's crazy. But what's on your mind?
I just want to say I want Terry here just as bad as anybody. But we don't know what he's asking for. We don't know how many years, how much per year, how much guaranteed. And I respect your opinion and B. Mitch's opinion, because y'all did it. But isn't it great? This is the first time in how many years where we're dealing with a football issue in the offseason. Good teams, this sometimes you go through this. You got a holdout. You got somebody that wants their money. And I get it. And he should, he should try to get his money. But it's not some nonsense. For the last 25 years, we've dealt with nothing but nonsense in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
This is a football issue. And all these people talk about, Adam Peters is doing a bad. Man, does he realize the roster they flipped? Like, where we were? Everybody forgets where we were just a year and a half ago. We were 4 and whatever.
last place again.
The NFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're questioning. This group deserves a pass. This is what happens. They don't just give the farm away. You don't get paid for what you did. You get paid for what they think you can do this year and whatever contract they're going to give you.
You preaching.
That's not how it works. teams don't operate like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, welcome to being good. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, no, Slim, you just nailed it. You just nailed it. You're talking to a lot of people that have never been in nothing but last place. So give them some time. It's not overnight. Bird, welcome to 980.
How you doing, business?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I got good content. We got a little tug of war going on. This is good,
man, I'm here to echo. This is the last call that you just had, man. Mm-hmm. We've been bad for so long. I'm listening to a bunch of people with personal feelings.
Yeah.
About Terry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Terry, I want Terry back.
Yeah.
Terry's a great player, but also know Terry's under contract.
That's bingo.
So at this point, only thing I'm worried about is the people that's in camp.
Mm-hmm.
Youngins that wouldn't be getting these reps, that wouldn't get the reps because Terry was there,
yeah.
We're getting to find out what they can do and what's behind them. I ain't worried about
now
Terry.
Now you sound knowledgeable and not like these little school kids acting like it's their Pop Warner team. This is not this is pro football.
Yeah, when Terry comes in the cap, Terry will be ready. Terry knows the playbook.
Yeah, he does.
But these youngins wouldn't get no reps. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't get these reps. We never know what we got because of Terry. Don't get me wrong. Terry's a top 15 wide receiver.
I love him to death.
Has a right to ask for his money. He has a right to ask for his money. But the organization also has a right not to give him the
no,
money.
No, no, no. He don't have a right. No. Don't ask. Demand it. If you believe in yourself, you demand it. And if they don't want to give it up, as the old folks, you say, get your hat and get on up out of here.
But he got one more year on his contract.
Well, then go to work.
He may get the bag.
He may. It's a negotiation. It's a negotiation.
Exactly.
Appreciate you, dog.
Don't find one highest plan.
You got it, man. Appreciate the phone call. Boy, we've been smart, man. Boy. Who going to break it? Well, Big Tony, don't let him in if he calls because we're on the streak right now. Toothpick, welcome home.
Hey, what's good, Doc?
Hey, man. We haven't started. The callers are... They just took over. This is great. We got people that are talking like they're winners, not losers.
I'm going to correct one thing, though, Doc. Nobody gets a pass. No one gets a pass because we gave passes back in the past, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to compete for your job. Well, guess what? The general manager, he's competing to put the best roster out on the field, right? So he doesn't even get a pass. He has to give the best possible players that he wants. But I called to talk about the players that's there, right? I called to talk about JD5. Mm-hmm. And everybody talk about, you know, he may have a sophomore slump. Well, today reports come out that my man's first pass perfectly placed. So you see, he's been working and grinding in the offseason while everybody worried about where he at and when he at this party and at that party. He get his work done before you wake up. That's what he do. And he's going to show everybody, too. Ain't going to be no sophomore slump. Not for five in Washington. So I look forward to seeing him progress every day and get better through this training camp and show everybody he really do want to be a GOAT. So that's what I like to see today, Doc.
You all have the right to judge it under any circumstances. If he can't throw a pass against no uncontested, no pressure on him to be killed.
Yeah. It was 11.
Then he wouldn't have been a potential MVP. This dude is like a pitcher. That'd be like Ohtani hitting a home run in batting practice. That's what he's supposed to do, and he does it. To your point, he ain't been out there photographing on the beach doing endorsements. This dude's a grinder. He's a grinder. I mean, you got to love everything about him. Now let's protect him and let's get him some more weapons and let's build our running game up. You know, I mean, I love the wide receivers. We've always had really, really good ones. But our success has always come between the tackles.
Exactly.
That's where you win.
And when you drop that extra man down in the box, that's mm-hmm. when JD5 going to get you.
Absolutely.
Now when you go man-to-man, that's mm-hmm. when he going to get you.
Mm-hmm. No, you sound like you got a podcast.
Big Phil's going to work as well.
You got it. First Ring Podcast. Go on by yourself, dog. I feel you, man. K9 for life. It is 5:25. And Ant-Man is running a pretty smooth house today. He's in really, really mellow. Because you got up at 6 a.m.?
I mean, the thing is, Doc, I sleep standing up, so
I was already up. Yeah. Well, you're not the first guy I've heard to say sleep standing up. That one guy, the original, he didn't ever go to sleep. He's Dracula. No question about that. We want to snap one off. Or take a quick break. And then Lamont, hang in there.
That's Paulie calling.
Oh, that is the 757? Oh, my God. Let's take a quick break and come back to it. You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
528 in the nation's capital. And I understand that the 757 is up and at them. So we welcome, hail to the W in real time. Paulie.
Hail to the W.
That's it, baby.
Hail to the W. What's up, Doc? How you doing,
man? Hey, man, I'm good because Ant-Man, man, he had to get up at 6 a.m. this morning, and he had to come to beautiful Virginia. And we're trying to break him in. He's a little uncomfortable when he comes to the Commonwealth, but we're working with him. And I think he's going to be all right.
Yeah, we talking about Baby Chuck over there, right? Not Bubba Chuck, but Baby Chuck. Talking about Baby Chuck. Good, Baby Chuck.
Hey, Paulie, I'm still taking Steph Curry over Allen Iverson in a game of one-on-one, but I digress.
And you still got a knot on the back of your forehead. A crazy tumor.
We got some.
Hey, look, man.
We have... Yeah, a little later on, we're going to switch a little up, go a little round ball chat a little later on. And T-Mass is going to join us. And there's a list I'm dying to get your opinion on. And it's really the top 100, but it started off with a top 10, and then it goes to 20, 30, and it's just brilliant. And so I can't wait to get you on there. But what's on your mind today? What's your order of business?
All right, well, my order of business, I was going to get into 17 talk, but you know what? I'm going to let that rest. It is what it is. Your man Peters dropped the ball. You know what I mean? We're talking about contracts when it's training camp right now. So I'm going to let that one rest.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that? Mrs. Donna that you had up here? Was that Miss Donna?
Yeah, Hopkins.
Okay. So, yes, Miss Hopkins. She made up a point. She brought up Bobby Wagner mm-hmm. and his load management thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm okay with it as far as practicing, going, training camp. You want to get a veteran a little load management, that's cool. But they need to come up with a different strategy for this preseason. Because I know it took Bobby Wagner about 4 or 5 games before he got into real
mm-hmm.
middle linebacker playing shape.
Yep, Tampa was different.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, so they need to come up with something different because we can't come out the gates this year with, you know, our older players still playing in preseason mode and we giving up 30 points a game.
Yeah, they got to play. We don't want to be like the Bengals. It's imperative. And the reason why you don't start fast is for the most time there's no hitting. There's all this lingerie walking around. Like I say, I don't even consider it a practice if it's not full pads.
And that's my point, Doc. Not even about practicing, but these preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
Like people want to say, it's not important. Well, it's important to me, to a team like us, the oldest team in the league. You know, and a lot of that age is on defense too, especially at your premium position at middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Where to me, I've seen a lot of teams last year, you know, getting around the edges because we got a guy who's a step slower than he used to be when he was a real all-pro player. And it also felt like it took him a while for his body to get into shape. So if that's the case, man, we need to switch things up when it comes to this preseason, man. Like we can't afford for Bobby Wagner to get these 4 weeks to get his body right and get his legs right. It's a stop in his run. And so that's my thing, man.
We speak the same language, but Ant-Man, he ain't feeling us.
Paulie, part of the reason.
Like I said, man.
Go ahead, Paulie.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead. No, you good.
Doc and I, we were having a pre-show production meeting, and we were talking about, you know, Bobby Wagner being a bit of a step slow. Like, he isn't who he was in Seattle, but I don't think he was a huge reason for our run defense being so bad. I feel as though.
Oh, no, he was reason number two, bro.
Oh, my.
Reason number two. Reason number one was there wasn't stout on the edges. So if you're not stout on the edges at defensive end, you better have a linebacker that can run sideline to sideline.
Exactly.
Bobby Wagner cannot do that any longer at his age. So he needs somebody to be stout on the edges to give him a chance to get there. Now, if he ain't practiced, or if he ain't played, you know, in a real game, or took some hits, or you know, in preseason, because he sat out the whole preseason. He ain't played not one preseason game last year, and they threw him out week one against the Giants, and Bucky Richardson and the other dude was running all crazy on him, sideline to sideline. So, to me, nah. I mean, listen, man, I played a little football in my time. One thing I do know, linebackers and defensive ends are kind of the same, and they run hand-to-hand. You know what I mean? Especially, and also the defensive tackles. You see, we beefed up front, but you know what teams are going to start doing if they can't run to the middle? Run to the edges.
Yeah. Well, the second time he's heard this today. So be gentle. Be gentle.
We got people on the edges now. So,
yeah, we better hope.
What you mean?
We got the same people.
No.
We don't. We have Dietrich Wise setting one of the edges. We have Dorrance Armstrong setting one of the edges.
We addressed the issues. Now we got to see it work. We'll be more stout. We got some lead in our pencil now.
I think the run defense got better as the season went on. You want to know why?
It did.
Because they moved Deron Payne to one of the edges as well.
Yeah, it did.
When John went out and they moved Deron out there.
John made all SEC playing in as a sophomore.
Yeah.
He could have done that here. I'm surprised it took him so long. He had this lesson earlier today, Paulie, so be gentle. Be gentle.
No, Paulie, young.
The older you get, the longer it takes to get out of bed, bro.
Paulie's point was Bobby Wagner is a step slower, so he can get sideline to sideline.
Yeah. Well, I told you that three hours ago.
But Doc, if the defensive end is doing his job, Bobby's going to do his job.
It'll help him.
Exactly.
But we got to see it.
Exactly. So yeah. I feel as though, I mean, I wouldn't put all the
– No, it ain't all on him.
He said Bobby was reason number two. I think that is crazy.
Well, you got to have – I watched Dick Butkus throw himself around at his age, at Bobby's age, but he had better people in front of him. Right. Bobby, watch people. Right. Get Bobby better people up front.
Yeah.
You'll see the old Bobby.
Oh, we are this year. Hey, yeah, this year.
Remember, we seen it with Ray Lewis.
That's right. Ray was a savage.
Yeah, he had Terrell Suggs setting one of those edges.
Yeah, and he had more than Terrell Suggs in the middle in there. He had about a ton.
Yeah.
Two defensive tackles. Lodi Nada's an absolute savage.
Remember, Ray Lewis had that one season where it wasn't a Ray Lewis season. And then they went back and put a couple more people in front of him.
They got that nose tackle going,
exactly.
Got his nose tackle.
Yeah, that's what we're going to see this year. It has nothing to do with Bobby losing a step, man.
Well,
it has a lot to do with Bobby losing a step. All right. Hey, one quick thing before I leave, though.
Okay.
Lou Holder, I love you, but I got to disagree with you about Terry at home working out. Unless Terry's at home working out with a helmet on and he got a NFL caliber cornerback checking him with an NFL caliber quarterback throwing the ball, it ain't the same thing, bro.
He was in a yoga class today. My boy getting his yoga. Yeah, but you know one thing. We don't doubt him. He'll be ready.
Yeah.
And they leaning on bodies in Ashburn. He in yoga class.
Yeah, but he'll be ready.
Hell to the W.
All right, hell to the W. Oh, Polly, man. Polly, it's good to be able to have a relaxing conversation with the 757.
That was
relaxing. Because him and Rooster. It's just.
Pauly sometimes does like to yell, though. I know Rooster's always yelling.
Well,
so they're just,
you know.
That's
normal for Chris.
It's like Linnell and Rooster all over again.
Oh, my God. I mean, the two, I sure hope they get back together again during the season. WWE Wednesday was just, it was really good.
And then Throwdown Thursday as
well? Throwdown Thursday. Well, you know, Big L's such a big shot now. I don't think he'd be able to get in for 2 days.
Yeah.
But you might be able to get in for one. I hope so, man. Because the Rooster and the Whale, I mean, it was just outstanding, man. Good radio. And Linnell did a good job today. He was out there, and he's got his reports done. And it's a good time. But, man, I'm waiting because I love the fact that we have a little scrimmage with New England because their coach is he's a stone gangster. And that's the kind of people you need to hook up with. It's going to be like Baltimore light because New England's going to be physically demanding because he don't play. And very seldom you find a soft linebacker as a coach. It happens. We know that. But the Ravens, and those are your sparring partners, the Patriots and the Ravens, and that's you couldn't ask for two better sparring partners. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And
I mean, we got a tough schedule, Doc. So
you got a really tough schedule.
The fact that we are, you know, having these physical joint practices,
I love it.
I'm all for it.
Because September again, 3-1. That's if you stumble. That's the least you can come out of it.
Yeah,
this ain't no joke, man. You got to come out of here screaming, and the Giants are the perfect opponent to tear your behind up if you don't lock in and respect them. Just because you're a little 12-5 and NFC, that don't mean nothing to them. They have a deceptive pass rush. They have a guy that has made his bonus money off playing us.
Mm-hmm.
We've been a turnstile when it comes to playing the New York Giants. And that's what happens in this division. That's why very seldom been 20 years or so since nobody has repeated. Because everybody's loaded. But all you got to do is be weak at that primary position, which has been quarterback. And then you don't have a solid running game. And then you get caught. You know the Giants, they just drooling over this. Hope that we fat rat and talking about last year. I said, the hell with last year. This is a brand new title. And we should be better. But that running game and our safeties, our interior of that defense, have got to be brand new. with a vicious approach. So we'll see. So early in this, like putting together Thanksgiving meal and watching B. Mitch put his gumbo together, it's the prepping that makes it special. So if you look at our offseason and the prep to it, you got one loose end. Not three.
Mm-hmm.
You got one. You got one. So that ain't bad compared to what it could be. And then you got to move on. And I'm going to tell you what, if I got a problem at any of my positions, I hope it's wide receiver. I don't want it in my running back room. I damn sure I will not have it on my offensive line. That's out. And you know you hung over the hill if you got a pass rusher that's worth his weight in gold. Because what this young man in Dallas is about to do, man, his number, he going to be the most popular man in the boot store in Texas.
Yeah, he going to get paid.
He going to get paid. And Jerry wants it that way. It's about increasing the value of your franchise. So we got to get to Lamont before the break. Okay. Lamont, welcome home.
Doc, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
My man, thanks for taking my call, man. It's my first time calling any radio station.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man. Wait, man. We don't do you that way, man. This is a special occasion. It's his brother's first time. How old are you, man? 80?
Nah, man.
How old are you?
I'll be 50 this year, man. I've been a Redskins fan my whole life.
50
I've
years.
Every parade.
He's never called in a radio station. And, man, you got no intro music for him? You got nothing for him? The man's first time, he's 50 years old. Of all the shows in the country.
I'll be 50 in November.
He's never called in. There you go.
Yeah, I just had to point that out because this year I felt the need to call in because I love my Commander fans, but we some fickle, spoiled. I don't know what to call our fans, but you all have the hardest job in the world listening to these opinions, people calling in. The problem is, now I'm glad he brought up the last call. I was riding with him before he started talking about Bobby Wagner. Mm-hmm. Now, Bobby Wagner is going to the Hall of Fame. He's 36 years old. Yeah, he's human. He's getting old and all of that. Yeah. But he wants to blame Bobby for the running game.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous, man. I mean, we know Saquon Barkley was running all over the place on us, man. I mean, Bobby, nobody would have got to the edge the way Saquon was running.
He was a sty. He was a turnstile. Oh, man, you're right.
Right. And then he didn't, the last caller didn't know the players that we have gotten in free agency. He didn't see the philosophy. It's just like when Ernie Grunfeld was here.
Mm-hmm.
When he got Arenas, Antoine Walker. The guy from North Carolina. No, not Antoine Walker.
James?
The other guy.
Brendan Haywood?
Yeah, James. Oh. No. The power forward from North Carolina.
Antoine Jameson.
Antoine, okay.
Yeah, Antoine Jameson and Caron Butler.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it didn't work out, but you could see what he was doing. It was the chemistry. Gilbert needed the ball in his hand. Mm-hmm. Antoine was a catch and shoot guy.
Mm-hmm.
So for years, the Commanders have just meandered in free agency. We could never see the chemistry or what they were trying to do. We were just picking up players. That year, we picked up three receivers: Fred Davis and the guy from North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, the guy from Michigan State and then the other guy, Malcolm Kelly. We picked up three receivers when we didn't need them.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got Adam Peters is in there with a philosophy, with everything that he's doing. We can actually see what he's doing. We needed to stop the run. We went and got some run guys. So the problem is football is such a science that people think that they're scientists when they look at football. That everybody has an opinion. What you have to remember is, especially with the Terry situation, what we got to remember is we all base our opinions on what we don't know. And when you don't have the information, you wonder the wrong thing. If your wife don't come home and she don't call, the first thing you're going to wonder is if she with another dude. You ain't going to wonder if she been in a car accident. Or if you don't have the information, you're going to wonder the wrong thing. And that's what people need to realize. You don't know football. You can't do it. And that goes for all of us, even B. Mitch. B. Mitch ain't no general manager. He has a valuable opinion, and it's valid, but he is still not doing Adam Peters' job.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know how far Adam Peters is projecting down the line. Frankie Louvre is going to need to get paid after this year. So if he just out and out and pay for one player, I can understand why, put it like this, I understand why he's not just jumping out there with Terry. You know what I mean? Now, I agree Terry needs to be paid, but that's my opinion. I don't have the information. I don't know what's going on with the books. Everybody, and another caller called and said, man, he got, Charles Harris got deep pockets. I'm like, man, what are you talking about? How you, that has nothing to do with the cap.
Yeah, that's
you
weed.
You know what I mean? So,
that's weed talking. Don't let you learn in this business. So, a lot of people call us, they high as a kite or intoxicated. That's part of the deal. We just got to scream through it.
Yeah, and then people can, you're entitled to do what you do, but just remember, when it's time for you to have an opinion, you don't want nobody coming on your job telling you how to do your job. So why are you getting on the radio calling people talking about you? He should have did this and this. The last caller just said they need to get a better scheme for Bobby Wagner. How he know that scheme didn't get Bobby Wagner through the whole season? So the first few games, Bobby wasn't making plays like he wanted him to make plays. He was a problem.
Well, I agree with Paulie that we're talking about conditioning. For day one conditioning, we got to come in stronger than we did to get a quick start. That was obvious.
That may be true. Mm-hmm. That I agree with that. But who knows what it takes to get there? I'm not a coach.
Right.
That dude is not a coach. He probably played football. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And then even though, like when you were there with Joe, it might have took something different to get you all there.
Yep.
You might have been different conditions. Every coach knows their players. Man, leave.
Oh,
that
man, we didn't have the league involved. Our stuff was savagery. It wasn't no problem about conditioning. We didn't have these walkthroughs and all that. But, dude, our stuff was straight.
Y'all practiced like, 3 times a day.
Damn right. Twice. It was triples and all. It was insane. And I'm glad these dudes don't have to do that because was barbaric.
Yeah.
Now, they ain't never gotten the results that we got either. So you got to meet it somewhere in the middle because this is not a game you can ease yourself into. You got to break through the pain. And I think they do that because they're well-conditioned. Their strength and conditioning program is second to none. These guys are not slackers, but it's just the program was so soft so long before they got here. You still got to flush out some of that softness that was embedded and preached here for the last 25 years. Can't do it overnight. Damn that they did it, but they didn't because we got bull rushed, and that bully is in our own division. So you got to come out of the box screaming.
Yes, sir. One more thing, Doc.
Okay.
What was our defensive ranking before Dan Quinn and them got there? We were dead last in the league.
Yeah, like
dead
everything
last.
Else. Yeah.
Them boys was coaching last year. Those the same bums that was playing that year. They had the same lineup. So he got them boys to 13. Come on now. He got a roster now.
Yeah.
Now he can got some people that can cover. Now he got some people that can take a thumping up front. Let's see Bobby Wagner work now. And it was Bobby's first year here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't, like I said, my point is I'm not calling to give my opinion because I'll keep my opinion because I don't have the variables to put together to make the problem.
Well, dude, you about to get our industry. You trying to close our industry down. If everybody called here and actually knew, we'd be out of business.
the stories are there. People are entitled to their opinions, but you don't have to be that adamant. You don't have to call in like you know better than the people who are being paid to do the job.
Yeah,
you
well.
You don't want nobody telling you to do your job, so let those people do their job and keep your opinions in a reasonable area.
You know, I'm not going to ever lie to you. That is damn near impossible, what you just asked. Just keep listening. Hey, brother, we appreciate you, man. Your inaugural call was a classic. Hey, stay true to yourself.
Yeah, I'll call back.
I appreciate you. You know, this is the thing about it.
Lamont.
Hey, you know, this is what we do. And everybody has the right to be wrong. That's my philosophy. You have the right to be wrong. You know, but it's like, Duncan, we're at the playground. If you come up in and rise up like you're going to throw down, then brace yourself. And so, and that's the beauty about it. I love this because often we come to the conclusion that we're either both right or we're both wrong. And that happens a lot, and I think it's cool. I enjoy it, and I hope you all do. It's called sparring intellectually, not like WWE's. I like that too, but I just got time for that, but. It's all good. This is something that our people care about. The people that call here don't realize how much pain we were under and how long we suffered. You're a young man into this. And, man, you have no idea. You only suffered for what, 12 years?
For most of my lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm 29.
Oh, yeah.
So a good
28 years. You hit the worst. That was, you caught the worst end of it. And that's why that wine going to taste so good to you. Because thinking ahead to the Super Bowl party and when that Lombardi's back in the nation's capital, that's a place, that's where when we toast to your childhood and Big L's, all y'all in that age group, that's why the pain that you guys display is real. Big L, as much as we ride him, he's really, really serious about this. He was traumatized as a kid, you know, wearing skins gear. Being in last place, most of your childhood, I'm laughing, but it ain't funny. It ain't funny because, I mean, when you grew up in L.A., if you follow the Dodgers and the Lakers, the only thing I got mocked over was because they didn't win the championship. They may have lost in the championship, but they were always around it. It affects you when you follow winners or losers. You got to really grow your integrity tested, especially you have some friends that talk a lot of trash. You know, it's like growing up around a lot of Cowboy fans. You can't even remember because they've never been really good in your lifetime. They were really, really good once upon a time. You know, you have a hard time believing this, but they really were. That's why I have to comfort Clarence because he's going through a lot of pain right now. And Michael Parsons, how much you think you're going to get? It's going to be a whole lot. That bag going to be big.
He's going to get paid right before the season starts.
Oh, no, that's what Jerry does. Yeah, his evaluation of the team, bingo. I mean, he's dealing with the most lucrative sports franchise on the planet. And what does that say? That you don't even have to be a champion to have a high evaluation. Somebody's cuckoo. Seriously, think about it. We keep talking about winning. No, we're not. Stop lying. That's why he does what he does, because he doesn't have to win to get y'all roped in. Because you still keep them popular, even in failure. So who's the jackass on that one? Somebody's speaking with a forked tongue.
Yeah.
America's team. It's an embarrassment. A failure. But profitable. So maybe that's what it is. So what you're saying is that America's all about dollar bill. When it comes down to it, think about it. I don't like the message. I don't like being associated with it. 301-230-0980 is the number. Oh, let's go, Pete. Pete, thanks for hanging in there. What's up?
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
Hey, man, I got Ant-Man by my side. How can I lose?
And Ant-Man. And so let me tell you something. There's all these opinions. We moved here from Hawaii. I'm from Hawaii in 1971.
Aloha.
We left Hawaii in the summer of 71. I've been a fan for 54 years. And the last 33 have been so painful. Got excited. Like, remember 1999, they supposedly bought themselves a Super Bowl team, and they got Bruce Smith and all that.
Yep.
I got tired of getting excited after, because you got excited for nothing. They brought Joe Gibbs back. And that was okay, but he didn't even finish out his contract. I haven't felt this excitement in 33 years, bro. Last year was proof in the pudding. And I liked what they did in the offseason. They addressed that offensive line first thing. Protect JD5.
There you go.
I don't care who his receivers are. I don't care who he hands the ball off to. That offensive line intact. Now we're going back to the days of the Hogs.
Now you're going to get me emotional.
Let me tell you something. And then on defense, that was their second rule of thumb. They addressed some positions there. We're no worse than last year. And I believe we've added for the better to last year. I'm sitting back, bro, and I'm looking forward to this season. Because I don't think my excitement now is in vain.
Well, I agree with you. And I feel like you keep that hope alive. It's going to be a week-to-week deal. It's not a layup, but I think we come out of this thing healthy. We got as good a shot as anybody else, but we got the big bad wolf in our backyard. We got to get to it. Appreciate the call. 5:55, we'll take a quick break. Can you say Massenburg? Yeah. Talking Hoops, there's some new top 100 out, and you're not going to believe what Ant-Man thinks about it. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.